Here's five of my recent five-star reads that you need to add to your TBR fucking yesterday. I am not taking no for an answer, bitch. Lock in. Maestro by Odd and Dar is a complete whirlwind of an angsty romance with a love story that develops over decades. Follows Aurelia and Chad from childhood into adulthood, and this is just painfully beautiful, but also painfully painful. Every time you think nothing more could possibly fucking happen, you get hit by another bus again. This is just an absolute must read if you love angsty romance and you also love an emotional roller coaster. Out of this fucking world. In the Veins of the Drowning by Kaylee Cassidy is filled the Rachel Gillick hole in my gothic romancy heart. If you're a fan of her lyrical, whimsical, but also gothic writing, you are going to also love Kaylee. I promise you. We have Imogen, who is a siren, hiding from a king and his fucking minions that deem sirens horrible creatures and essentially hunt them. A neighboring king reluctantly saves her with a blood bond. And that is really only where this story begins. This is an incomplete duology and I need book two so fucking bad. So much yearning. Black Swan Affair by K.L. Creek. You've probably heard me yap on about this already. This is an angst-filled, spicy love triangle that will have you screaming. Please trust me on that. Her FMC is obsessed with one brother her whole fucking life, but then he leaves and comes back with her fucking sister. So she does what any clear-headed woman scorned would do. She marries his brother, who's also her best friend. I know it sounds messy and it is fucking messy. It is so toxic and I loved every single minute of it. This has the most insane tension I have ever read. I'm so down bad for a messy, angsty romance. It's actually not even funny anymore. Once Upon a Demon's Heart by K.M. Moranova. I am a K.M. Moranova stan. I love how every single book she writes has the perfect balance of plot, emotional depth, and spice. This was absolutely no exception. She's a demigod, he's a demon. They're both knights for kingdoms that hate each other. So FMC is trapped in a time loop, which is a week long, and at the end of this time loop, she always ends up being she decides enough is enough and she ends up sacrificing herself as a bride to a demon. The yearning, the plot, the twists, the romance, the knotting. If you know, you know. Drive by Kate Stewart. I am just so fucking mad that I did not read this book sooner. So many of my friends are absolutely feral for this duet. I was very reluctant to read it because I wasn't a big fan of the Ravenhood trilogy and I was afraid that was going to happen again. I can tell you right fucking now, this is miles better. This is angsty rockstar romance at its fucking finest with raw, real emotional writing. You will have absolutely no idea where this book is going to go. And that's one of my favorite feelings to have when you're reading. I'm on book two now and oh my God, this duet is just so fucking underhyped. If you haven't read yet and you've been putting it off like I was, this is your fucking sign to listen to me and pick it up right now because you will be so fucking happy you did. And let me know your recent five-star reads because I'm on a fucking roll and I would like to stay on one and not end up in a reading slump. Okay, love you, bye.